Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a Sports Sunday. Happy Easter from all of us here at CCO, and it's been a really good weather day, 73 degrees, and you heard the weather a moment ago with Al, but there are showers and thunderstorms, some big storms, West River, South Dakota, and then there's rain down in Iowa as well. It's all part of a system that's kind of sliding our way, and we are going to get showers and some thunderstorms potentially tonight here in the Twin Cities, and it looks like a rainy, cold, windy Monday. And then things turn for the better. It'll only be one really bad day on Monday weather-wise. And then Tuesday and Wednesday look really good. As a matter of fact, the weather looks pretty good through the end of the week as we head for the end of April already. But some rain on the way tonight and through the day tomorrow. And we'll certainly keep you up to date here on CCO. We talked about the Twins and their win over the Orioles, 4-3. Quite a change from the 11 home run day over two wins on Saturday in the doubleheader. Today they scratch out a 4-3 victory over the Orioles at Camden Yards, and they just continue to dominate Baltimore there. We're trying to track down Phil Miller, Twins beat writer with the Star Tribune, to get his thoughts on this before he sneaks out of Baltimore. The Twins head for Houston, kind of a weird road trip. They'll be on the East Coast and then head deep in the heart of Texas. They'll be almost all the way to the Gulf Coast, taking on Houston at Minute Maid Park for three games Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. Jay Codorizzi will try to follow up his solid start over the Blue Jays at Target Field, and Brad Peacock will get the start for Houston in game one of that series. Twins have a day off Thursday. They'll be home to open a series with Baltimore again on Friday night, and then they'll play a Saturday matinee and Sunday again. So the Twins just continue to dominate the Orioles and have a long winning streak over the Birds. And hopefully they'll continue that next weekend. And they did what they needed to do and go on to a 12-7 record before they open that series down in Texas. A couple other tidbits today. A Golden Gopher baseball was playing at Target Field, and they couldn't beat Oklahoma. They took the rubber game of the three-game series, 5-2 with five unanswered runs. Yeah, they played at Target Field on Saturday, went back to Siebert on Sunday. So once again, they were over at Target Field on Saturday. At Siebert today, Oklahoma beat Minnesota 5-2 today. Let's take a look at where the big league scoreboard is right now. Still in progress. Down in Florida, the Red Sox and the Rays tied at 3. Get this, the Red Sox 8-13. Meanwhile, the Rays are 14-7. So in the payroll division of payroll divisions, the Rays are playing really good ball right now, and they're knotted at 3 in the 11th at the Trop. Meanwhile, top of the ninth, Texas leading Houston in Arlington 11-9. Of course, Twins play in Houston tomorrow night in a 1-3, as I mentioned a moment ago. Colorado leading Philadelphia 4-0. That came in the top of the eighth. Bottom of the seventh, the LA Angels leading the Mariners 6-1. And Albert Pujols went by Babe Ruth on the RBI list. He continues to try or climb the all-time home run list. So the great Albert Pujols. Let's see if we can sneak a peek at the box score and see what Albert's doing in the game today. Angels lead the Mariners 6-1. I'm trying to jump into this on the fly, and let's see if we can find out what Albert's doing in the ball game today. And doesn't even look like he's in the lineup today. So there you go, taking the day off in the final game of that three-game series today between the Angels and the Mariners. Meanwhile, Blue Jays lead the A's 3-1 in Oakland. That came in the bottom of the sixth. Through six in San Diego, the Padres lead the Reds 4-1. Padres playing 500 ball at the moment. Coming up tonight, the Sunday night game, Atlanta at Cleveland. The Tribe playing good ball at 12-8, and they need a victory to stay ahead of the Twins. The Twins right now 12-7, percentage points, actually a half game ahead of the Indians for the moment in the division. And it'll be, once again, Atlanta and Cleveland tonight. Here are the finals from earlier. In 10, New York beat Kansas City 7-6. The Royals struggling right out of the gate. They are 7-15. It was Washington beating Florida 5-0. The Nats 10-10. The Marlins 6-16. It's going to be a long year in South Florida. Meanwhile, the Tigers moved to 10-10. They beat the White Sox in Detroit 4-3 today. The Pale Hoes fall to 8-12 on the year. San Francisco beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-2 today. The Giants 9-14. The Pirates 12-7 off to a solid start. The LA Dodgers win in Milwaukee, beating the Brewers 6-5 today. The Dodgers get the winning run in the top of the ninth inning. The Dodgers 15-9. The Brewers fall to 13-10. Meanwhile, St. Louis beat the New York Mets 6-4 at Busch. The Cardinals 12-9. And the Chicago Cubs beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 2-1 at Wrigley Field. And the Cubs playing 500 ball now at 10-10. There is a lot of hand-wringing for their slow start, but the Cubbies back on track and beat the Diamondbacks 2-1, and you're up to date on the Major League scoreboard at 5:17. Quick break. We got more on a Sports Sunday. Andy Greeter talks Loons. They got beat in Toronto, but they're right back home at Allianz Field on Wednesday night against the LA Galaxy. It looks like the weather is going to be good. We'll talk Loons. Once again, it looks like they're struggling on the back line. Defense is troublesome again for Minnesota United FC. In 4-3, sweep the Orioles. They're on to Houston to take on the Astros. Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. We'll talk more about that. Have some of the highlights from the day today. But Trevor Hildenberger got the Twins out of a bases-loaded jam in the eighth. And then Taylor Rogers got himself into a jam, got out of it in the ninth. And the Twins go on to win 4-3. No power on display today at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, but the Twins hit 11 home runs in the doubleheader on Saturday, and the Twins ultimately sweep the series today. As a matter of fact, Trevor Hildenberger had a chance to visit with Corey Provis and Dan Gladden following the game.
You have found yourself more times than not coming in. Rarely it's a clean inning, right? More times than not it's been traffic. Mentally, do you thrive in that spot?
You get more comfortable the more you do it, but thriving is not what I would call it.
But, I mean, it's something that you have to, I guess, focus, and your attack plan, you have to be more precise and more perfect with not much margin of error, right?
Yeah, I compared it on Twitter the other day to driving in a blizzard. Like, you know where you're going and you know how to get there, but you got to be more cautious and more careful, and it's more dangerous on every turn or every pitch, whatever. So it's similar to that.
Let me ask you about Trevor May. Was in the dugout rooting for you in there. You came in, his runs didn't score. He's one of the first guys to meet you on the steps there. How important is that for you guys to, when you come into a game here, to protect one another like that?
Yeah, it's great. You know, good teams pick each other up, and good bullpens pick each other up. And last time I followed Trevor May in a game, I think it was against the Blue Jays, and I cashed in two of his runs on a first-pitch single, and we ended up losing that game. So I was able to redeem myself today and get out of that jam for him.
Hey, you have admitted to us in the past that sometimes, even last year, getting off to a good start, that's been problematic. But this year it was a focus all off-season, spring training, and now in the regular season. What is different? What changed? And why you're performing better at the start, Trevor?
I've changed a bit of routine for preparation and recovery. I'm focusing on sleep a little bit more. I did some exercises the previous year that I've stopped doing. And I just feel a little bit more in sync with my body and a little more comfortable. And I feel good.
There he is, Trevor Hildenberger with a hold today. Rogers a save. And Kyle Gibson, one of the other stories today. He gets a win. He is 1-0. Twins win at 4-3. They're on to Houston. Jay Codorizzi, can he follow up that strong start? He had a very good start in the Twins' lone win over the Blue Jays in the four-game series at Target Field. So we'll see if Odorizzi can keep it going Monday night. Brad Peacock will pitch for the Astros tomorrow night. Once again, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Start time at 6:30, all three And then first pitch at 7:10, Corey Provis and Dan Gladden. Day off Thursday, and then the Orioles right back here as the Twins open a homestand. Orioles in Houston coming to town as part of that homestand as well. It is 5:25 here at CCO. Quick check of that NBA scoreboard on this Easter Sunday. The game's in the books. Celtics roll over the Pacers in Indianapolis, 110-106. Celtics win the series 4-0. As dysfunctional as that team was at times during the regular season, looked like the Celtics would implode. They'd fall apart. There was all this drama. And now they roll over Indiana 4-0 and look poised to be on a run in the NBA's Eastern Conference playoffs. Meanwhile, Golden State beat the LA Clippers 113-105 at Staples Center. Kevin Durant, 33 points. Klay Thompson at 32, 27 of those in the first half. And the Warriors up 3-1 and should dispatch of the Clippers. But don't discount the job Doc Rivers has done with the LA Clippers this season. This was a franchise headed in the wrong direction, and he did a whale of a coaching job to get the LA Clippers into the playoffs in the tough Western Conference. They got one win over Golden State. The idea that they were going to be able to get beyond the Warriors in the first round of the playoffs was a tall order, but Golden State leads it 3-1. Meanwhile, tonight, Toronto takes on Orlando. Toronto up 2-1 there. And then late tonight, Portland at Oklahoma City. The Blazers up 2-1 in that series. Quick check, Monday, the team I'm pulling for, Milwaukee at Detroit. The Bucks up 3-0 and could advance. Meanwhile, Houston at Utah. This is a bit of a surprise for me in the NBA playoffs. The idea that the Rockets would sweep the Jazz out of, I thought they'd win the series. You know, there's no question I wasn't picking Utah to win the series, but the idea that Houston could sweep Utah out of the playoffs, that could happen in the late game on Monday night. Switching over to the NHL, quick check of where we are at right now. One game tonight, San Jose in Vegas to battle the Golden Knights. The Knights could advance with a victory tonight. They're up 3-2. Meanwhile, Boston forced a game 7, winning in Toronto 4-2 in the matinee today. On Monday, the defending champ Caps are in Carolina to play the Hurricanes. Washington could advance with a victory. Meanwhile, on Monday night, Nashville at Dallas. Stars could advance with a victory there and sweep the Predators out of the playoffs. Quick check on Tuesday. It'll be Toronto at Boston, a game 7 there. Meanwhile, if necessary, it would be Vegas at San Jose in a game 7 if the Sharks are able to win tonight. And the first round of the NHL playoffs have been wildly entertaining. Good stuff so far in the NHL playoffs. Granted, there's been some cheap shots and some really ugly plays that I'd love to see taken out of the game. I think some of the cheap shots, the high sticks, the real dirty play, you got to get that out of the game. Players need to be suspended for the remainder of the series when things get ugly like they have at times so far in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But overall, the quality of play has been good. CT Pan, your winner on the PGA Tour, the RBC Heritage. Matt Kuchar finishes one back. I'm sure he's going to take care of his caddy correctly. Patrick Cantlay, Scott Piercy, Shane Lowry finished two back. A large group, three back, including Kevin Streelman. Troy Merritt, a 2-under 69 today. The Pride of Spring Lake Park finishes at 7-under in a tie for 10th. He'll jump from 110 in the FedEx Cup playoffs to 93. And what's more extraordinary about that is that he underwent surgery and had a rib removed. He had thoracic outlet syndrome. He played at the Players, missed the cut, and then came back this week and ends up finishing in a tie for 10th. So a good work, indeed, for Troy Merritt. And Troy Merritt has a very busy schedule. He's going to be playing next week at the Zurich Classic, the team event down in New Orleans, and in his plans, including the 3M Open at the TPC of the Twin Cities this summer as the PGA Tour returns to Minnesota. We don't have a commitment yet from Tiger Woods. That's his Masters victory. There hasn't been a lot of talk or buzz about that. But could you imagine if Tiger came here to play this summer at the 3M? We can keep our fingers crossed. 5:30 here at CCO. We'll have the weather in a moment. Steve Thompson hanging out on this Easter Sunday. Shaletta Brundage is our producer today. Twins win, beat the Orioles 4-3, get a split. They're on their way to Houston. Three-game series starts tomorrow night. Jake Odorizzi, Brad Peacock. We'll get it started. Our pregame 6:30, Chris Atterbury. And then Corey Provis, Dan Gladden with all the play-by-play at 7:10. Twins return home Friday night. The same Orioles will be in town. The Twins have just dominated the Orioles in this recent run, including the three-game sweep over the weekend. A couple other tidbits. Over at Siebert Field today, the Gophers fall to Oklahoma today on getaway day 5-2. They played at Target Field on Saturday. But once again, Oklahoma scores 5 unanswered runs, and the Sooners beat Minnesota 5-2 today in golf. Quick update on that leaderboard. I was trying to find DJ. Dustin Johnson was among the leaders all day today. The tournament was ultimately won by CT Pan at 12 under par. Matt Kuchar, one back, and then three players finished two back, including Patrick Cantlay, Scott Piercy, and Shane Lowry, who had the lead off and on through the week at the RBC Heritage. I found DJ. He finished all the way back in a tie for 28th after shooting a 77 today. Here's his card on the back nine. Par, bogey, bogey, double, double, par, par, birdie, a fat 77, and he tumbles down the leaderboard to finish at minus 4. Tough back nine at the RBC Heritage for Dustin Johnson. Pleased to be joined by Andy Greeter of the Pioneer Press. He covers the Loons. He covers Golden Gove for sports. Andy, how you been?
I'm good. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, good. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us. Turned out to be a lovely day, a warm one, a little bit breezy, but not bad.
Yeah, it was good. This is kayaking on the creek yesterday.
Ah.
It's been a good spring into summer here.
Yeah, for sure. We got a cold, rainy one on Monday, but the weather's going to cooperate Wednesday. First weeknight game at Allianz Field for Minnesota United FC as the LA Galaxy come to town. Tough ticket indeed, and that forecast looks great. It's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a little bit of a routine settling in at Allianz Field. Obviously, the historic game last Saturday just had so much energy and pomp and circumstance and intrigue going into it. I'm looking forward to three games over an 11-day stretch here where, you know, hopefully Minnesota can get a little bit of a semblance of what they're trying to set up as their identity instead of a kind of a frenetic end-to-end pace that they had last week. But, yeah, three games in 11 days coming up and three teams that are really good teams that will be tough tests for Minnesota as well.
Yeah, we brought up Wednesday night, the LA Galaxy, then Sunday, DC United in. That's a 12:30 start this coming Sunday. And then a week from Saturday on May 4th, they'll get the Seattle Sounders at Allianz Field. That'll be a 7 o'clock start on a Saturday night. So three opportunities to see the Loons in action. But, Andy, let's go back to the game at Toronto where they got beat 4-3 on Friday night. They played Friday night at Toronto and lost 4-3. Typically, three goals should be enough to get points, and it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, this team has not had any problem scoring goals. But third straight year, we're sitting here talking about how they're giving up goals in bunches. And it's incredible. They, you know, gave up a record 70 in their inaugural season in 2017 and outdid themselves in 2018 and are on pace to set an even more egregious high of goals allowed. So, yeah, the defensive issues continually plague this team, and it's something that we've talked about for years now. And, you know, it's just been amazing to see how, you know, they go into a tough place to play in Toronto against a team that's resurgent back to the form that they had over the first couple of years that Minnesota was in the league and, you know, go ahead 3-2, but give up two really poor goals in the later stages of the game and walk out with no points. So it's kind of been the same broken record for this team.
Yeah, and it's a shame because it was there for the taking. Even if you can't get the full three, just going in there and getting a point is valuable ultimately at the end of the season.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one issue that they've had is is just getting broken down defensively. And they had that problem against a sub that had one goal on the season. I think that when you look at the first two goals they gave allowed, it was to a new player, Alejandro Pozuelo, who's from Spain, who's a designated player, who's one of the record signings in the league, and giving up goals to him is understandable. It's giving up goals to subs that only have a goal on the season. That's where it's problematic, and it's problematic in the same players that are having mental issues to giving up goals. You know, it's just individual things that go wrong, and sometimes compounded by one mistake to a second, and there they're giving up another goal. But yeah, they're going to have a tough challenge in Zlatan Ibrahimovic coming up on Wednesday. You know, a legend in the game and a guy that can score goals in bunches, and they were able to avoid him early on in March. He was out injured, and they weren't able to take advantage in L.A., and now he's healthy and playing, and looks like he's going to be a threat against the Loons team that continually gives up goals.
Yeah, and Andy, there was a lot spent and a lot done in the offseason to address that, and I would assume ultimately this is going to be an issue for Adrian Heath and Sporting Director Manny Lagos going forward, because I can't imagine the owner is going to be too thrilled about this. The money was spent.
Right, yeah. I mean, and Icapara, their number one center back, had a nasty collision at the end of the Allianz Field opener and missed the game, so they were without one of their best defenders, and another guy that they spent quite a bit of money on was Ozzie Alonso as a defensive midfielder, and there were gaps in front of that back line at times, and just kind of wonder, you know, he left Seattle for a reason, given the fact that he was getting a little older, and people thought he might be losing a step, and he was not as quick and closing down on spaces as he was in the first, you know, six games of the year when things came out on Friday night. But yeah, Michael Boxall, a center back who's, you know, kind of been a number one guy on this team for...
Oh, sorry about that, Andy. Go ahead.
Hello? Yeah. Michael Boxall has been an issue. He's had a couple bad games in a row and really kind of cost him on that game-winning goal. But yeah, so, I mean, I think that center back is going to continually be a spot that they're going to need to address. They're going to need to get younger in a lot of spots, too. I think, you know, they kind of get a lot of things to fix things in the short term over the winter, and I think as they go into the summer transfer window, I think there's going to need to be an infusion of younger players as well that kind of show that there's a bigger picture here, that this is a new era, and they need to be competent now, but they also need to be building to the future, and center back is going to be a spot as they go forward, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and Andy, I think that's one of the subtleties of this game that we've talked about in the past, where we've gotten into the rhythm about how NFL teams build. We're coming up on the draft this week in the NFL. We had the free agency signing period. We have training camp. But in the game of soccer and in MLS and in this worldwide game, there are a number of opportunities throughout the course of a season to make improvements.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like you said, it's a worldwide game, so there's going to be upgrades that are going to need to be made in places that they've been scouting. You know, for instance, one of their best upgrades came from France, League One, one of the best leagues in the world. They were able to scout and get a guy out of there, Romain Mentinari, and he's been impressive for them. So, yeah, it can come from a lot of different places. It can come from South America, where they've tried to make improvements. It can come from Europe. It can come from, you know, Mexico. It can come from Central America. It can come from other teams within the league and domestic talent. So, yeah, it's just one of the intrigues of this game is, you know, how many different places you can bring in talent.
All right, finally, Allianz Field, front and center again on Wednesday night. Overall, have you had a sense on what the club learned from that big opener against New York City FC and how things went? And are they going to make any changes ahead of Wednesday night?
I mean, I'm sure that they're going to be looking to refine some of the operational things that they had, you know, just going through the building for the first time. I think the team had only been in there one time for a practice before, so they didn't even really feel like a home to them. So I think those kinds of things, just kind of a settling in, not have a game that has so much historical significance. It's just a regular season Wednesday game where they can go in and kind of take care of business in kind of a similar environment. So yeah, I think it's just kind of a settling in process as they try to kind of make that a difficult place for other teams to come in and play.
Will they train there during the week, like ahead of this game with the LA Galaxy, or they continue to train out in Blaine?
I think they want to set up a thing in Blaine. I think just gets, given the fact that they've got, you know, three games over 11 days, I think they want to have kind of a semblance of a routine with training in Blaine. But yeah, they did want to have multiple training sessions in Allianz before they opened the stadium, but one of them got snowed out in the, in the 3 days beforehand. So yeah, I mean, I think that everything over the next 2 weeks is going to be up in Blaine, and they're just going to do a kind of trial as they play.
All right, Andy, always great. Thanks again.
Okay, appreciate the time.
Andy Greeter covers the Loons for the Pioneer Press and, of course, Golden Gopher Sports. It is 12 minutes in front of 6. And, oh, by the way, Sports Huddle with Sid, Dave, and Maxie. Sid was out today, but still a great show. And that's all available online at WCCRadio.com each and every Sunday. Tons of great guests. You name it. Once again, Sports Huddle with Dave and Maxie today here on CCO. Quick break. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. 60 minutes at 6. Gerilyn Steele tonight here on the CCO. Win, sweep the Orioles. RBI for Astudillo. 2. He had an RBI single early, a sac fly RBI. CJ Crone, Jay Cave, the game winner. Twins bullpen dances out of trouble in the 8th and 9th. Twins win 4-3, sweep the Orioles. They're on to Houston. They'll be in Houston tonight and play the Astros in the first of a three-game series beginning Monday night. Our pregame at 6:30. Jake Odorizzi against Brad Peacock again Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Thursday's a day off, and the Orioles come right back here to Target Field to open a three-game series on Friday night. All right, let's go outdoors. Our good buddy Steve Carney joins us. SteveCarneyOutdoors.com. Steve-O, how you been?
I've been great, Steve. This weather is wonderful. It's beautiful. It's about time. We deserve it.
Yeah, it looks like a rainy, windy one, and then things will moderate again. I saw the story of official ice out on Lake Minnetonka. We're heading in the right direction. So let's get people geared up for the opener. Where would you head? I know you're a big fan of heading west instead of north.
Oh, definitely, Steve. I went by Lake Osakis yesterday and Minnewaska. There's still ice on those lakes, believe it or not. The farther north you go, the more ice there is, basically. So the Border Lakes, I think, is going to be a pretty darn good option. Their ice went out officially today. So when you look at the opener, you know, in early May, you got a couple of weeks there where that water is going to warm up. And as usual, I'm thinking of staying west and a lot of those farm lakes, Lac des Parles, even Stearns County, maybe that far east, but trying to hit those shallower lakes that are going to be warmer. I was out crappie fishing this afternoon and found water in the 52-degree temperature, which is pretty good, but the crappie fishing was not very good. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find them shallow. I couldn't find them deep. So I think it's about another 5 to 8 days before they really start moving into the shallows. So it kind of looks like it's going to be stick to the shallows, stick to shallow lakes, and avoid those deep, clear lakes, at least for the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I know we've talked for years now, Steve, and you really do like to start west and work your way toward the cities. That's been your pattern for a long time.
Well, you know, the difference in water temperature, Steve, can be 12 to 15 degrees, maybe 20 degrees sometimes. You get out in those shallow lakes out west and down in southern Minnesota, like Shields and Washington and those lakes, they could be 65, 70 degrees, but you get up into Winnie and Leech, and it could be 51 or 52. And, you know, 20 degrees can make a really big difference in the spring. And, you know, whether it's crappies or walleyes, that water temperature, you know, is the name of the game. So, again, we haven't really had an early spring. We've had kind of a normal to possibly a little late. So I would stick to those shallow lakes, you know, western Minnesota around Wilmer, New London, there's some great choices around there. And even down farther south, down by Pipestone, you know, there's some really good lakes down there, too, very shallow that really peak very early in the year. So that would be my recommendation. I'm not sure where I'm going yet. I think it's going to be west or southwest, but it's definitely going to be a very shallow lake, probably 15 to 20 feet deep maximum. And I'm going to go with my gut on that one, and it should be fine.
All right, Steve, we got about a minute left before we get to 60 minutes at 6. The river's headed back up with all that rain that moved through the area. It looks like we got a little more rain tonight and tomorrow, but not the torrential stuff. But the rivers were starting to calm down, and here they are rising again.
Yep, I would avoid those altogether, Steve. The St. Croix, Mississippi, I mean, all these rivers are so swollen right now, and it's going to be a while, maybe 6 weeks, 7 weeks before they get back to normal. So I would definitely stay away from any type of river system right now. Current's running hard. There's a lot of debris coming down. It's just, it's not worth it, and it's not very safe, actually, right now. So stick to those shallow lakes, and you'll be fine.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. We will chat again in a week.
Sounds good, Steve. I'll take care.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Good enough to join us on Sundays before 60 Minutes during the baseball season. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 40s. Northeast winds at 10 to 15. Our chance for rain tonight stands at 80%. And this will be quite a bit later and overnight. And then on Monday, cooler showers, nearly steady temps in the upper 40s. Northeast winds at 10 to 20. Gusts to 30, increasing to 35 in the afternoon. It is going to be windy. Right now, 73.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.